I'm sorry. I, too, grieve for them. I just wanted you men to know that you made me proud. You were as brave as any soldiers I've ever seen. He chuckled nervously. We'd all be dead if it wasn't for you. We were being driven back, hacked to pieces, and then you charged right into the enemy all by yourself. They all turned their attention to you, and then while they were confused, we counterattacked. What you did saved us. He shook his head. I wish I had killed half as many men tonight as I saw you kill. They all nodded their earnest agreement. He brushed trembling fingers across his face. Thank you, Mother Confessor. If it weren't for what you did, we would all be dead, too. He gave her a twitch of a smile. If I had the choice, I'd choose to follow you into battle over Prince Harold himself. Pretty good with a sword, is she? She started at the voice. The soldier turned to see Captain Ryan standing behind her. I think she could teach us swordsmen a thing or two. You wouldn't believe what she... Kaelin patted his shoulder. Have you had something to eat? He pointed to the pot of beans on the fire. Would you share some with us, Mother Confessor? She almost lost control of her queasy stomach. You men eat. You need the strength. Thank you for the offer, but I must first see to the others. Captain Ryan followed her away. I had thought you might have some trouble handling a sword. The men who once saddled your horse told me they found dismembered hands and fingers caught in the girth strap, and a few other places. Kaelin smiled at men she passed. They lifted a hand or bowed their heads in greeting. Have you forgotten who my father was? He taught me the use of a sword. Mother Confessor, that doesn't mean Lieutenant Sloane was killed. He fell silent a moment. I know, they told me. He put a hand under her arm when she stumbled. You don't look so good. Some of those men who were poisoned looked better than you. It's just that I haven't slept for so long. She didn't tell him that she had also used her power again. I'm dead tired. Back outside her shelter, Tossadin offered her a bowl of beans. Her fingers covered her mouth as her eyes winced closed. She thought she might faint at the sight and smell of food. Tossadin seemed to understand and took it away. Prindon put a hand under her other arm. Mother Confessor, you must eat, but you need rest even more. She nodded her agreement. I made you some tea. I thought it might be a comfort. He pointed with his chin to the shelter. It is inside. Yes, tea might help settle my stomach. She gave the captain's arm a squeeze. Wake me in the morning when it's time for the next attack. I'll go with the men. If you're rested enough, only if, she cut him off with a look. Yes, Mother Confessor, I'll wake you myself. Inside the cozy shelter, she sipped the hot tea and shook. Her head was spinning. She could only take a few swallows before she fell into the bedroll. She would be better, she told herself, when she was rested. She could feel her power coming to life at last, swelling with its familiar force within her chest. She curled up under her fur mantle, thinking of the thousand things that needed to be tended to. She worried about the men who were at that moment attacking, and the ones who would go next. She fretted for them all. They were so young. She worried about what she had started. War. But she hadn't started it. She had only refused to abandon the lives of innocent people to assure death. She'd had no choice. As the Mother Confessor, she had a responsibility to the people of the Midlands. If the Imperial Order wasn't stopped, untold thousands would die at their hands, and those who lived would live as slaves to the Order. She thought about the young women at the palace in Ebenicia. Their faces floated and spun through her mind's eye. She was too weary to weep for them. When they were avenged, there would be time enough to weep. She seethed with a lust for vengeance. She resolved that she would hound the army of the Imperial Order to their graves. In the morning, she would once more lead her men against the enemy. She would see it through. She would see those girls and all the others avenged. If the Imperial Order wasn't stopped, not only would innocent people be slaughtered, but all magic, good and bad, all the creatures of magic, would perish. Richard had magic. Her mind drifted to Richard. And then she did weep. Weep in the hope that he would not hate her for what she had done. She prayed that he would be able to understand and forgive her. She had done the best for him, to save the living. Her tears slowed, finally sobbing to a stop. Her thoughts of Richard swept the jumbled, tangled, flashing images from her head. Her mind focused, for the first time in days, it seemed, on things other than fighting and killing. Focused on who she was, who Richard was. Focused on important matters floating in the fog at the back of her awareness. Thinking about Richard brought back to her the things that were important, but which she seemed to have forgotten. There were things other than the order that were important. Very important. It seemed as if this war had distracted her from higher imperatives, from those important matters. She thought about Darken Rawl. Darken Rawl had marked Richard. The Sisters of the Light had taken him. She was supposed to be going to Adendrill to help Richard, to get Zed to help Richard. Richard had to stop the Keeper. Kaelin frowned in the darkness under her mantle. The veil to the underworld was still torn. She shouldn't be running around swinging a sword at the Haran troops. She remembered Darken Rawl's laughter. She touched her neck and felt the swollen, broken skin. It had been real. He had laughed at how foolish she was. Kaelin sat up. What was she doing? She had to help stop the Keeper. Shota had said the veil was torn. So had Darken Rawl and Denna. Kaelin had seen a Skreeling, a creature straight from the underworld. She had spoken with Denna. Denna had taken Richard's place with the Keeper so that he could live to repair the tear in the veil. Kaelin was supposed to be going to Zed. She shouldn't be running around playing at soldier. But if the Imperial Order wasn't stopped, but if the veil was torn, she had to get to Adendrill. She had to get to Zed. These men could fight a war without her. That was their job. She was the Mother Confessor. She shouldn't be running around foolishly risking her life when the Midlands, the world of the living, was in danger. That was what Darken Rawl was laughing at. Her foolishness. She picked up the cup of tea Prindon had made for her and held it in her hands, letting it warm her fingers. She was the leader of the Midlands and had to act like a leader and tend to the most important things above all else, to the things that she and only she could do. She downed the rest of the tea, making a face at the bitter taste. Kaelin lay down again, holding the teacup on her stomach. The faces of the dead women again floated before her eyes. The weapon that most readily conquers reason is terror and violence. That was what the enemy had done to her. The horror of what they had done had conquered her reason. That very day, she and her men could have been lost if the scouts had all been killed. Without those guides, they would have been lost and vincible to the enemy. That was what she was. A guide. She was a guide to the Midlands. She belonged in Adendrill, guiding the council, pulling everyone together against the threat. Without that guidance, they would be ignorant and lost in the fog of what was happening. She was also Richard's guide for the help he needed. It was up to her to get Zed's help. Without that guidance, Richard and all the living were lost. She sat up, staring into the candle flame. No wonder Darken Rawl had been laughing at her. She had been letting the enemy conquer her reason. She had almost been diverted from her duties and given the Keeper time to work his plans. She knew now what she had to do. She had done enough to get these men started, had shown them their responsibility and how to carry it out. Now they had the knowledge they needed to conquer the enemy. What she had done was right, but now they had their jobs. And she had hers. This army knew what to do now. She had to get to Adendrill. Having decided, it felt as if a great weight had been lifted from her. But at the same time, she felt infused with purpose. Richard, even though he wasn't with her, had helped her find the truth in all the confusion and helped her to see her true duty. She looked in the teacup, but she had drunk the tea and the cup was empty. Her head felt fuzzy. Her eyes wouldn't stay open. She was so tired she could no longer sit up. As she flopped back down, she wondered what Richard was doing, where he was. probably with the sisters, learning how to control the gift. She prayed to the good spirits that they would help him realize how much she loved him. Her arm, suddenly too heavy to hold up, fell to the side and the cup rolled away. Sleep was as dreamless as death. Chapter 46. She plunged into a void, a wasteland of brutal blackness bereft of all sense of time or awareness of place. She was lost to the world. The dark deprivation was beyond understanding or comfort. Drifting in the depths of that void, she felt something. That there was something to feel sparked hope in her, hope of escape from this forsaken nowhere. With that tingling of sense, she snatched desperately at substance, as if clutching a rock in a vast, dark river. Trying to fight back from the suffocating darkness brought sensation to her body. She floated back, her head throbbing with a dull ache, and numbly she tried to understand what it was that was happening to her. Someone called to her. "Mother Confessor," they called. No, that wasn't her name. It came to her. Kaelin, that was her name. Hands shook her. Someone was calling to her and shaking her. She returned from a great distance. Kaelin's eyes opened and the world spun. Captain Ryan was gripping her shoulders, shaking her, calling to her. She drew a deep breath of cold air into her lungs. She twisted her arms away from him, but then had to put her hands back on the ground for support. Concern creased his features.
"Mother Confessor, are you all right?"
She looked about. Tossidan was there, too. She sat up the rest of the way and put her cold fingers to her forehead.
"My head. What time is it? It will be light soon,"